Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. We have 2 hours of great jazz this afternoon. This is the final day of the Ottawa International Jazz Festival, and believe me, it's going to go out with a bang. Later on this evening at Confederation Park, the great guitarist Herb Ellis will be there. And a little later on in my show, I'll be featuring some music from one of his great recordings from 1992. But starting off the set, we've got music from another great tenor sax player by the name of John Handy. And this is a recording that he made, I believe it was in late 1988 or early 89. It features John Handy on alto sax and tenor sax, Jim McNeely on piano, Rufus Reed on bass, who gave a marvelous performance with Akira Tana this past week at the Jazz Festival, Buddy Montgomery on piano, Billy Hart on drums, and Eddie Marshall also handling drums. I thought we'd start off with a track written by John Handy entitled Solison.
Thank you.
Music from Barry Elms, and that was taken from his latest album, the Barry Elms Quintet. And the latest CD is called East West. We listened to a beautiful version of Frank Lesser's composition, Slow Boat to China. And I'd like to thank Barry Elms and the rest of the musicians from Toronto and the rest of Canada that participated in this year's Jazz Festival. Some very fine work indeed. On this CD, we've got Mike Murley on tenor sax, Kevin Turcotte on trumpet, Ed Bickert on guitar, Steve Wallace on bass, and Barry Elms on drums. And this CD is available in your record stores, or if you're down at the Jazz Festival today, the CD Warehouse, it should be available there. It's on the Cornerstone Records label, and this CD clocks in at almost 70 minutes of some very fine music by some great Canadian musicians. And of course, before that, we heard sax great John Handy from his CD Excursion in Blue and a song called Solison. If you're not doing anything on August the 1st, you might want to trek down to the National Library on Wellington. Mike Murley will be giving a performance there starting at roughly 8 p.m. But before the performance, photographer John Fowler will be presenting some of his work in a six-minute slideshow presentation, and this promises to be very, very special. If you've been going to the Jazz Festival, you might have seen a photographer hanging around the stage in the front taking pictures. Well, that's John Fowler, and he has some very excellent black and whites that he will be showing, including Bud Shank, Bill Runge, Freddie Hubbard. He's got pictures of Roy Hargrove, Lionel Hampton, Jane Bonnet, Phil Dyer, Orange Then Blue, John McLaughlin, Kenny Burrell, Barry Elms, Oliver Jones, and the list goes on and on. So the date is August 1st. It's at the National Library on Wellington, and coincidentally playing the music for that is Barry Elms, music composed and performed by Barry Elms from the title cut from his CD Climbing. So I think that would be the accompanying music to the slideshow presentation. This presentation is produced by Dave Haggerty, Ed Overstreet, and Glenn Kulis, so you might want to check that out. Right now we've got music from a musician that I'd love to see here at the festival. Throughout the afternoon I'll be featuring musicians that I'd love to see here, and this is one of them, Stefan Carlson. And he's an excellent piano player, excellent pianist. This is from a CD that he made for the Justice label. It's called Below Zero for Justice Records. It would be nice to see him in the Pianissimo series, maybe next year or the year after. So if anyone from the festival is listening, keep this man in mind. He's an excellent pianist. On this CD, we've got Stefan on piano, Rufus Reed, here he is again, on bass, Marvin Spitty Smith on drums, and Richard Perry on tenor sax. This is a traditional song, I think it's a traditional Swedish song, called Ak Varmland Du Skåne, and it's a beautiful piece, starting off with some very fine bass work. Thank you. Music from the great Frank Foster. And of course, if any of you had a chance to check out the Count Basie Orchestra this past week, that was Mr. Foster leading the band and playing some wicked sax in one of the most inspiring concerts that Ottawa's seen in quite a while. Great big band. And the only regret is that Count Basie isn't around to actually show up. He passed away in 1984. But still, the band is still cooking and wailing, and some very fine musicians in the band. And according to Jacques Aymon and the festival organizers, that was the largest attended concert, outdoor concert, ever for the Ottawa International Jazz Festival. This CD I just played by Frank Foster was recorded live, but I have no idea where it was recorded. We listened to the title track, written by Clifford Brown, a classic called Joy Spring. And on this CD, we have Ted Dunbar on guitar, Mickey Tucker on piano, Billy Hart was on drums, and Earl May was on bass. Another person who played the Ottawa Jazz Festival was James Williams about 2 or 3 years ago, and this is a track from his CD entitled Alter Ego on the Sunnyside label. Beautiful CD featuring Ray Drummond on bass, Bill Easley on sax and flutes, Kevin Eubanks on guitar, Billy Pierce on tenor and soprano sax, and Tony Redis on drums. And this is his version of a beautiful Thad Jones composition entitled Yours and Mine. Music from James Williams, and that was a track written by the great Thad Jones entitled Yours and Mine, taken from a CD entitled Alter Ego. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition here at CHUO-FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hull area and surroundings. And the phone number here in the studio is 564-3299. If you have any comments or you'd like to hear something jazz-related in a future edition of In Transition, I am all ears, definitely. Well, tonight is the night at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival when taking the stage is one of the great living guitarists. Sadly, we lost Joe Pass this past spring, but at least we still have Herb Ellis. And we're going to listen to a few tracks of his in the course of the afternoon. I thought that we'd start off with his version of it's a beautiful American anthem entitled America the Beautiful. But before we get to that, let's listen to Bella Fleck and the Flecktones and their version of the Star-Spangled Banner. On this album by Herb Ellis that I'm going to be playing, first of all, the album is called Texas Swings, and it's on the Justice Records label. Excellent album featuring Herb on guitar. Herb Remington is on steel guitar, Tommy Alsop on bass, Tommy Perkins on drums, Floyd Dominos on piano, Johnny Gimbel on violin. Bobby Bruce is also on violin. And also featured on this CD is Willie Nelson on guitar. So if you have a chance to pick this one up, the name of the CD is called Texas Swings on the Justice Records label. It is an excellent CD, and I wouldn't be surprised that Herb Ellis will be playing some tracks from it later on this evening. Thank you. Music from the beautiful guitarist Herb Ellis. And if we have time later on, I'll be playing some more music from this excellent CD entitled Texas Swings on the Justice label. Well, here's another performer that I'd love to see here in Ottawa. His name is Sebastian Whitaker. He's a drummer out of the States. And this CD, the first time I heard it, actually blew me away. It was really incredible, the experience when I first started listening to this. The name of the CD is called One for Boo. And I believe that is... a CD dedicated to the late great drummer Art Blakey. That was his nickname, B-U, a Boo. And I thought we'd play a track called Mopac at Midnight. And following that, I thought we'd get into some real tenor madness with Eddie Lockjaw Davis, Sonny Stitt, and Sonny Rollins. But I'll leave that up till I'll give you more information on that after we hear from Sebastian Whitaker. We'll be right back. That was music from Sebastian Whitaker, and that was a great swinging song entitled, let me see, what was the name of that song here as I look through my notes? That was a song called Mopac at Midnight, taken from his beautiful CD entitled One for Boo. Well, right now we're going to listen to some Texas, rather tenor sax giants, starting off with Eddie Lockjaw Davis. And this is a song that was written by Antonio Carlos Jobim, entitled Quiet Nights. And right after that, we're going to go to the great Sonny Stitt. And this is an original from Stanley entitled Steamline Stanley. And then right after that, we're going to go to the great Sonny Rollins from his CD What's New. And an interesting composition that he wrote entitled Bluesongo. And if you don't have this CD in your collection, it's definitely worth it, because what he does is he mixes congas. I think Machito is on this particular CD. It's a great CD. It's on the RCA Bluebird label, and it is available in stores, and it's called What's New. But anyway, let's start off with Eddie Lockjaw Davis and Quiet Nights.
Welcome to the Ottawa International Jazz Festival. From July 15th to 24th, 125 shows will take place on 20 official stages and in 15 affiliated bars. That's 200 hours of blues, Latin notes, bebop, every jazz style under the rainbow. Come on, kickstart this city out of lethargy. Concert passports are available, $15 in advance, and that's a small price for a gargantuan show. For information, you can call 594-3580. That's 594-3580. The Ottawa International Jazz Festival. Be there or be square.
Thank you.
Music from Sonny Rollins and a song entitled Bluzongo, a song written by Sonny, featuring Candido on congas. I thought it was Machito, but that was Candido with some very fine conga work on that particular number, and that's taken from the beautiful CD entitled What's New. And before that, we heard a tenor sax blowout from Eddie Lockjaw Davis and Sonny Stitt. From Sonny, we heard Steamline Sally, and from Eddie Lockjaw Davis, Antonio Carlos Jobim's composition, Quiet Nights. 3 minutes after the hour of 2 o'clock, edging up on 4 minutes after. And don't forget the Pianissimo series this afternoon at 4:30. I don't have the name of the person in front of me who will be performing, but you're best to get there around 3:30 just to make sure that you have a seat. Yesterday the place was packed, so I assume that today the same thing will happen. Well, let's get into some piano music here for a little stretch, and we'll start off with pianist Amina Claudine Myers, and this is taken from her CD entitled In Touch. The song is called Cairo, and following this we'll listen to some Oscar Peterson in concert with his version of Fly Me to the Moon. Thank you. Well, you can't really top that. That was Oscar Peterson, a great concert that he did quite a number of years ago in 1964 in, I don't know really quite how to pronounce this, but I think it's in Yugoslavia, Ljubljana, July 29th, 1964, and that was Fly Me to the Moon. And before that, we heard a beautiful piece by Amina Claudine Myers from her CD entitled In Touch, and that was a song called Cairo. Well, here's a pianist that I don't think too many people are aware of. When I mentioned this person to Gordon Bennett earlier on, he just totally flipped out. Herman Chittison. And this is a recording that he made for the Musicraft Records label. Albert Marx was the producer at the time. And I thought we'd listen to a couple of tracks. Well, starting off with one track. If we have time a little later on, I'll play some more from the CD. It features Jimmy Shirley on guitar, Carlton Powell on bass, Carl Lynch on guitar, and throughout the CD, Thelma Carpenter is on vocals. The track that we're going to listen to is called I Should Care, and I'm just looking here. It was recorded February 2nd, 1945. So we listen to that, and right after we're going to listen to a young pianist who I think really made a name for herself here this past week, Michelle Rosewoman, and this is taken from her CD released on the Evidence label, a beautiful CD called Occasion to Rise, and I thought we'd listen to Duke Ellington's Prelude to a Kiss. I do. music from Michelle Rosewoman, who was in town this past week as part of the Pianissimo Plus series. Also featured on this CD is, we have again Rufus Reed, who again, as I said before, was in town this past week as part of Tana Reed. And on drums we have Ralph Peterson. Beautiful CD, it's called Occasion to Rise, and it's on the Evidence label. If you had a chance to see Michelle Rosewoman this past week, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, I just got a call from Judy Green, who just informed me who the pianist was tonight, rounding out the Pianissimo series. Larry Karush will be taking the stage at approximately 4:30. He's a pianist from the States, and not to be missed, a very different pianist, a different way of expressing himself, and you might want to check that one out at the... That particular concert will be taking place at the National Gallery of Canada promptly at 4:30. After that, at 6:30 this evening, the Gilles Bernard Repertory Orchestra from Quebec City, and from what I hear, they're a very excellent group. And then at 8:30, Greek guitarist Herb Ellis, who I'll be playing a little bit more of very, very shortly. But I thought before we get to some more Herb Ellis, we'll sidetrack a little here and listen to some music from Yellow Jackets from their live album, and this is a song called Downtown. Music from Yellow Jackets, taken from their live album entitled Live Wires, and that was a song entitled Downtown. Well, here we are, Herb Ellis from his CD Texas Swings, and we're going to go for three songs, starting off with The Old Rugged Cross.
Thank you.
You're listening to the music of Herb Ellis on CHUO-FM. My name is Randy McElligott, and the show is called In Transition. We're going to conclude with a song entitled Undecided, a song written by Charlie Shavers and Sidney Robin. Before that, we heard Country Boy, and that was a song written by Herb Ellis. Hopefully, he'll do that one tonight. Don't forget, he's coming to Confederation Park this evening starting at 8:30. Thank you. Well, there you have it. Music from Herb Ellis, who will be appearing this evening at 8:30 at Confederation Park. And this is definitely a must-see. One of the great jazz masters of the guitar, Herb Ellis, will be performing again at 8:30 this evening at Confederation Park. We're going to go out this afternoon with more music from Sebastian Whitaker and the Creators from his CD One for Boo. And we'll listen to, if we have time, we'll listen to two tracks. But we're going to start off with a track entitled Uncle Sunny.
Thank you.
Well, that just about wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. I hope you've enjoyed these past 2 hours of some very fine jazz. I'll be back next Sunday with another edition and some more great music. I'll be heading down to the National Gallery right after the show today. I'll be sitting in the front row if you want to speak to me. If you have any comments or anything that you'd like to hear on In Transition, I'm more than welcoming any request that you might have. And I'll also be sitting up front at Confederation Park this evening. But until then, have a nice festival and do check out Herb Ellis. Bye for now.